Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Trumbo, a biography of the Oscar-winning screenwriter who broke the Hollywood blacklist. By Bruce Cook. Read by Luke Daniels. Chapter 1. The Lion in Winter. The production chronicle of Papillon is such a saga of bad luck, dissension, and difficulty that it seems remarkable that a motion picture came out of it at all, much less the reasonably successful one it turned out to be. There were financial problems right from the start. One company started the project, only to drop out when the budget began to get out of hand. That was when Allied Artists took it over. And when that happened, it was decided that the picture needed the sort of box office insurance that Two Stars could provide. Make it a kind of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid on Devil's Island was the idea. Steve McQueen in the title role was good, but Steve McQueen plus Dustin Hoffman as his prison pal would be that much better. Hoffman, it turned out, was willing, and the deal was consummated only a short time before they were committed to begin production. The trouble was the screenplay they had in hand by Lorenzo Semple Jr., though otherwise quite satisfactory, had no part in it for Dustin Hoffman. A star needs a starring role. One would have to be written for him, and it would have to be done almost simultaneously with production. In a situation like that, there is one writer, and just about one alone, to turn to. "I may not be the best screenwriter in Hollywood," Dalton Trumbo once said, "but I am incomparably the fastest."